The governments of Ontario and Canada announced a partnership with the Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation, Northland Power, Enerstor, and Aecon Group to bring the largest electricity battery storage project in Canada to Six Nations of the Grand River. The 250-megawatt Oneida Energy Storage Project will enter into a 20-year contract with the Independent Electricity System Operator to support the growth of the province's clean energy supply. The Oneida Energy Storage Project is expected to reduce emissions by between 2.2 to 4.1 million tons, the equivalent of taking up to 40,000 cars off the road. Premier Doug Ford announced the project and detailed the benefits it will have on the energy storage supply.
I'm so thrilled to be here today with our First Nations, businesses, and federal government partners to celebrate the largest electricity storage project in Canada, as you heard, and one of the largest in the entire world. Once online in 2025, this project, the Oneida Energy Storage Project, will store up to 250 megawatts of electricity in lithium batteries during off-peak hours when demand is low, and release it to our electricity grid when it's needed. It will more than double our province's energy storage resources and will provide enough electricity to power a city approximately the size of Oshawa. And I'm pleased to announce that our government has directed Ontario's electricity system operator to enter into a 20-year contract with Oneida Energy Storage Project so that this new facility will support our clean electricity system for years to come.
Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland talked about the significance of this announcement and what it means for Indigenous communities taking control of their own economic future.
You know, today, this announcement, this project, this really is the best of Canada. This is about Canada today, and this is about Canada's future. This is about Indigenous prosperity, Indigenous people taking control of their lives and their economy. It's about Canada's clean economy future and our clean economy present and the jobs that we are creating today and for the future, because that's where the world is going, and Canada is going to get its share of those jobs. This is about collaboration between the private sector, three great companies here, and the public sector. And it's about collaboration between the federal government and a great provincial government that is a very important partner for us.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill spoke on his hopes to collaborate on this project and future ones to create jobs and allow Six Nations to incorporate their training and services into these projects.
It's all about collaboration, in my view, and it's all about creation of jobs. And that's something that we want to build upon for our community and look at ways that we can incorporate our current services and training opportunities so that we can, again, build upon not just Ontario and Canada, but as well as Six Nations of the Grand River.
Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation CEO Matt Jamieson spoke on Six Nations being an investor in the project and how the investment returns on this project will help to bridge the infrastructure gap that Six Nations is currently dealing with.
Not only are we an investor in the project, which means that there's going to be an economic return, those economic returns will go a long way to help plug things that are important to our community. Like right now, we are facing a $1.6 billion infrastructure gap in our community. We can't wait for funding, for federal transfer payments. We need to take control of our destiny, and this is one example of how we can do that. So the investment returns are part of it. But also, as a constructor in our partnership with Aecon through A6N Joint Venture, we're going to put our people to work. The A6N Joint Venture has put $50 million in payroll in our community since we started that joint venture, and it has a 97% Indigenous workforce. And so we're very proud that not only are we developing this partnership, we're investing in it, but we're actually going to be constructing it. And building that kind of capacity leads to a really great future for our people who go through those skills, training, and learning so that we can continue to do these things and leverage that skill set over and over again. You combine those things together, you have a great socioeconomic impact for a community that really needs it. And I think it speaks as an example that we're doing our part to create value, not just for our community, but there's also value for the ratepayers. And our community members are ratepayers. So if we can save the grid, the ratepayers' money, that means that we're saving our homeowners' money here as well.
Chief Hill spoke on the Haudenosaunee Confederacy Chiefs Council involvement in the project and acknowledged that the community needs to determine its internal affairs and work together as one to benefit its community members.
I think at the end of the day, what we have to do and what we know we have to do at Six Nations is we have to figure out our own internal affairs and what that looks like. I think we need to, for once and for all, get in one room and figure out how our community is going to be inclusive to the current diversity. We know we're very large and we're continuing to grow. And so those, opportunities that we have, there's been every opportunity for the Confederacy to join in through the engagement process through this project. Again, it's not like it was just started last night. It's been a number of years into the making. And again, have the utmost respect for our hereditary council, our chiefs and clan mothers. And again, we'll be looking at ways on how we could further build our relationships because it's for our people at the end of the day. Yeah.
During Friday's press conference, Doug Ford announced that the project is slated to be completed by 2025.